Harold Lee Stinson was released from prison in January of 2009 after DNA and bite mark evidence proved he was not the man who killed a 63-year-old woman in 1985. State law caps the amount a person can claim from the state for a wrongful conviction at $25,000. But Stinson is asking the legislature to award him $5,000 for each of the 23 years he was incarcerated. Stinson's attorney, Heather Lewis Donnell, says that will help him cover the cost of tuition at a Milwaukee college where he plans to study criminal law.
At the very least, the state of Wisconsin could give Mr. Stinson his associate's degree in transportation to get to and from, to get an education to rebuild his life.
The tuition at the Sanford Brown College in Milwaukee will cost about $30,000 over the next 3 years. Stinson says it was his 2 decades in prison that convinced him he wants to study criminal law.
I just want to make sure that no one else who's innocent goes to prison just because of mishandling of evidence or destroying of evidence. I would like to make sure that the real perpetrator goes to prison and not an innocent person.
Stinson, now 46, appeared before the claims board wearing a 3-piece suit and spoke quietly about being beaten and bullied in prison by other inmates who ridiculed him for killing an elderly woman. Stinson has filed a federal lawsuit against the Milwaukee police officers who gathered the evidence to convict him. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.